The PJ Haggerty Show continues in Kansas City, Missouri. This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. My name's Eddie Greer. Oh my goodness, what a wild last 8-10 hours, something like that. But anyways, thank you so much for tuning into the latest edition, postcast edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, whether that is men's basketball, women's basketball, football tomorrow afternoon, and so much more. Women's volleyball coming off a sweep at Houston, and so much more. Thank you for tuning into the latest edition of the podcast, folks. iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. If it's your very, very first time here, late in the 2025 campaign, we thank you so much for taking time out of your, taking 10 to 15 minutes out of your day to listen to this podcast. Getting straight on into it, folks, here. I don't even know where to... Before I get into this game, obviously, last night, PJ Haggerty continues to ran through Mississippi State by himself. We'll get to that here in just a minute. But I don't even know where to start. It's been 8 hours, something like that. I'm getting news late yesterday afternoon about some race. Again, EG3 podcast, stay tuned. That's probably going to end up being the yearly finale. And that's probably a good note to be on because it has been just, I've kind of sprinkled some frustrations here and there. Not K-State, unless it's the football team, but yeah, it's been frustrating enough. Maybe probably be outside of running work until work outside of work, running and podcasting. Outside of that, it's been a little rough for the last 2 years. I know it's not a therapy session, all that. I just throwing that out there for y'all. But again, I've just been amazed, at least the run lately of you guys supporting this podcast, and we're still rolling on talking K-State sports and the latest news outside of K-State. I'm still trying to digest it. It might take the rest of the weekend to do that. And K-State has nothing going on Sunday athletic wise, but you're truly, as it is raining cats and dogs right now as I'm recording this here in Kansas City, Missouri right now, and everybody says we need it, so we're gonna let this thing rain for a little bit. But yeah, man. So I'm still trying to wrap my head around what I just read yesterday over there. And yeah, again, if you wanted more information on that, you want to know what Eddie is just so hyped up about, might want to go over to the EG3 podcast underneath the 3-wide pod with EG3. Type that in. You should be able to find the EG3 show on there easily there as well. So, yeah, basketball winning games right now. You got EG3 digesting some big news yesterday. And it's like that. And now I got to go to work. We're going to let this marinate for a little bit. And I'm going to have to go to work. Obviously, that's no shame for me, obviously. So I have no problem with that. But speaking of going to work, PJ Haggerty again went to work on Mississippi State last night in T-Mobile Center up here in Kansas City, Missouri. 37 put down by Haggerty last night in front of 5,000 plus, as K-State does now officially move to 5-0 ahead of tonight's second game here, and they will play. I figured we'd play Nebraska anyway. I probably just should have laid it out there. Even going back to the summer, right? I mean, K-State and Nebraska, the basketball side, has probably met the last several years in a row. And they're going to be meeting tonight, a pair of 5-0 teams going to square off at T-Mobile Center here in Kansas City, Missouri, tonight. And I will not be, unless something changes with my itinerary tonight, there we go, then I'll be watching that game. But I'll just be up front right now. I will not be watching this ball game. Well, not tonight's ball game anyways there as well. This is the Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas sports. Let's take a look at inside the box score here. And then Eddie's got a full slate, an actual full slate. I don't know the last time I've been excited to go to work outside of the podcast. Like I said, it's been another one of those years. But again, maybe the last week or so, I don't know, even within so, right? And I'll explain more when we get to the finale of the EGZ podcast. Cause I'm racing this weekend, And then we'll have the Elite. Well, actually, there's going to probably be two, three more episodes, actually. So, yeah, it's probably going to be a good note to end on. That's probably going to be good for the podcast over on that end of the spectrum there as well. But K-State after a half, 44-36. After one half, they led at the halftime, at the break, by eight. And then they just, you know, yeah, and then they just put 50-plus in the second half there as they extended, pulled away from pesky Mississippi State here. Sure. I want to get straight to him. Obviously, if you listen to the preview, if you listen to the preview of this tournament, Sure was part of this program last year, and we know what happened with him. He played pretty good minutes last night. He played starter minutes. He started the game, obviously. 25 minutes. He was only 1 of 5 from the field. 1 of 3 from downtown, 5 points. So K-State has been on this run of playing former K-Staters in the last 2 years, or 3 years or so. First it was Dede Ames, who almost led Cal to come back to beat K-State, but didn't do it. But Dede Ames still had a tremendous game against K-State, and Ashore had his issues last night, as well as Mississippi State, 43% shooting from the field, 28% shooting from downtown. The leading score last night for Mississippi State, that belonged to Josh Hubbard, putting down 23 points, and he had 2 rebounds, and he was 7 of 15 from the field, but he was only 1 of 6 from 3. Yeah, Mississippi State really struggled from downtown last night, but PJ, it's been the Pitchy Haggerty Show, folks. Oh, my goodness, man. Dude. Hey, man, I can't see or say what's already been said already. But he was absolutely fantastic. 13 of 21 from the field last night, 35 minutes of action, almost perfect from the free throw line, 4 of 7 from downtown, 37 on Mississippi State last night as K-State cruised past Mississippi State even more in the second half of this ball game. Nate Johnson continues to be really impressive for K-State. He scored 14 points on 6 of 11 shooting, and if there was a big three, because I always say the big three, and with volleyball, obviously, we know who, if you're, every day of this podcast, you know who the big three are, and with volleyball. But if there was a big three in men's basketball, on this basketball team, Haggerty won, Nate Johnson, and Abdi, I could switch between those two, but Abdi Bashir Jr. is part of that. 12 points last night for him. He lit it up from 3, 4, 6 from downtown. All of his field goals came from downtown. He did not attempt a free throw there in this ball game. David Castillo added 9 off the bench there for K-State in this ball game. Moby played last night in the ball game. Everybody played in this game here. Elias Replicated, he only had 3 points last night. Andre Kochis, 7 off the bench there for him. Everybody else between Moby, Buka, Tosh Manning, Stephen Osai, had 2, and C.A. Jones played 9 minutes in the game last night. He didn't even attempt a field goal in this ball game. He did get, looks like here, as I'm reading here, 2 rebounds last night in 9 minutes of action there. Kansas State, hold on a second. Did I read that right? Did I even score last night? I didn't even not. Oh, my goodness, I'm so sorry. Yeah, K-State, 98. Mississippi State, 77. Eddie Greer, the Pro Parcher Podcast, continues postcast edition here on this rainy morning here in Kansas City, Missouri. Here, November 21st, 2025. This postcast will go up right off the bat. So before I head in, well, this will come out around lunchtime. and I probably in. I'm hoping to squeeze in. I should be able to squeeze in the pregame. I need to do that. Sit down, settle down, and record the pregame later on this afternoon, so that will be ready to go. So I don't think I'm gonna have time. Looking at Saturday, I guess it depends on the itinerary tonight. So I'm going to try to get that knocked out tonight and have that post ready for you guys to listen to, because everybody else, per usual, and I'm not telling everybody else what to do, but all the other podcasts have their previews up, and they have theirs like 3-4 days up beforehand, so I do understand that, but hey, when you're EG3, when you're solo on this podcast, you can do it closer or do it on game day. And so that's what we've been doing. You've been part of this podcast fall schedule anyways since September. You should already know the schedule going down. So there's that. So there's a little break there. And I'm going to continue this break. We're here. The Podbean app returns Tuesday myself and Alex Ain't on the Podbean app. Greer3EDDIES Podcast. That is G-R-I-E-R, number 3-E-D-D-I-D, Podcast Podcast. Once again, that is G-R-I-E-R, number 3-E-D-D-I-D, Podcast Podcast. For more bonus coverage of the cast, we are going to go a couple days before Thanksgiving, Alex Aiden after Indiana. So that is the plan right now. I know I keep setting plans, but I had to change. Up at the last minute. It's all me on that one. So, but yeah, man. I didn't want to do that yet, but I'm gonna go back in the box score for in a minute. But yeah. So there's that Podbean app, Greer3EDDIES Podcast, G-R-I-E-R number 3-E-D-D-I-D Podcast, and of course, make sure you tell a fellow K-State fan about this podcast. Again, just going back to the top of the podcast, I really appreciate your support, you guys' support of continuing to listen to me. Well, obviously because I'm a K-State alum, obviously, so I am obviously going to be biased, right? We want K-State athletics to do well. We want them to do well, right? So I'm still blown away that I'm still have the passion. Well, obviously because I'm a big sports fan, shockingly, but yeah, having the passion, stepping out of the comfort zone, way back in the COVID year, to put up this podcast, and we're still rocking everyday content here, and I appreciate you guys every day. So make sure you tell a new student, an incoming new student, freshman, sophomore, a current K-State fan, a resident in Manhattan, you know the drill, the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Real quick, only 9 second chance sports for K-State. The score is only tied twice. Points in the paint. Both they ate up Mississippi State in that. 42 points, 17 fast break points. Lead did change early in the game 6 times. 17 points off of turnovers and bench points. 24 there as well. Let me see. I don't think there's nothing on Jerome Tannehill look like from the press conference last night there as well. But some nuggets here before we wrap this up, obviously. So tonight, Nebraska, pair of 5-0 teams. Somebody's going to, in this classic, Hall of Fame classic, but by the way, with a 6-0 record, the other one will have their first loss of the season. And so K-State, Nebraska, for our Big 12 foes, it's going to be a good one tonight at T-Mobile Center there. As, let me see here, had it for a minute. Yep, tonight, same thing. So 8:30 Central Time again, if something changes within the itinerary, within the evening itinerary tonight, then I'll be watching this ball game. But I'm going to be up front like I was for the Oklahoma State game. I'm going to be up front with y'all. I probably will not. And despite, yes, I know, guys. I know guys and gals. Despite K-State being up here, things just, you can't. If you're in my world, you can't send anything. You just can't, unless something pops up all of a sudden out of nowhere. You got like, oh, what the, you know what? But yeah, okay, like I said, my excitement, I'm gonna have to digest this some more, and I am happy. It's the weekend, half a day back in the ball game, you know what I'm saying? And we're trying to get back on our feet. It's on one end of the spectrum. I know it's gonna be a long ass road for that, but all you can do is try to be, in the present. you just can't think about what's in the future. You just don't know. You never know. So you gotta be thankful, blessed every day, and all that kind of good stuff, right? Yeah, K-State 5-0 for the first time since 2022-23 season, like we talked about in the preview. And now K-State now heading into the night's game with Nebraska, 3-4 all-time in this classic there as well. And K-State, for what it is, I don't know what it is, but only one game over 500 all-time when it was the Sprint Center or T-Mobile Center. So you would think, well, obviously because everybody says Ames Magic, Ames Kansas City, because Iowa State always packs the damn thing with their fans, and they're passionate and rightfully so. And look, they're like less than 3 hours away from Kansas City, right? So, there's really no excuse. And I'll throw myself in there too. I'll put myself in that. I'll own up to that. But there's just no excuse why that we can, especially right now, the way that this office is moving around. You know, again, we'll have to see come the real dogs, come the Big 12 play here when we enter, Lord willing, into 2026. But yeah, man, right now, you better, hey, you got some free time in your hands, come out to the T-Mobile Center. Hey, KU, obviously, we know what they do. They pack the place too. But hey, you K-State fans, We gotta watch the team play right now. I know we've had some bad basketball teams. I do know that. I haven't dismissed that. But yeah, so K-State, 98 points last night. And 98 points were the most scored by a K-State team in 49 games at T-Mobile. And now they have scored at least, well, I'm trying to think here. They have scored now. This marks the fourth time in the first five games. Yeah, I'll end with this stat, that they have scored, put up 90 or more points. And we have talked about, for the last, what, even the first year with Jerome Tang when he came here, took over as men's basketball coach at K-State, scoring the basketball. Too many issues, not putting the ball in the hoop. Well, so far this team knows how to do it better and then some, right? Led by number four, P.J. Haggerty and company. So, wow. I mean, so tonight we'll see if they can put the sweep. In the classic, they'll have to go through Nebraska to do that tonight, 8:30. Same thing, NBC Sports Network. Yeah, NBC Sports Now, something like that. Double-check that. But, yes, Peacock will have this game. It's going to be a good one tonight with Nebraska and K-State. And, of course, at some point tomorrow, we'll have the postcast of this as well. So, things kind of winding down with the Thanksgiving holiday coming up on Thursday, this upcoming Thursday. And of course, it's women's basketball. Yeah, women's basketball playing. Yeah, women's basketball tomorrow. Yeah. And of course, we got the football team out there in Utah. Well, either going out there today or they're already out there. I don't know. But Utah tomorrow afternoon. K-State's one win away from bowl eligible. We'll see if they can tighten up. I don't know. I'm not going to worry about it at this point. But we'll have to see. And of course, EG3 on Sunday here. It'll be in Overland Park there as we look to really. I was already fired up the beginning of the year before things happened that are outside of the control. So I'm ready. When I got the news yesterday, I was ready to run 10 miles. I was ready to run through a couple brick walls. I'm ready to go. So I know we're 2 weeks removed from Salina and all that, but I don't know. I just been feeling. I don't know. Even with that. Even without the news or with other things kind of coming into play, I've been fired up all week for whatever reason. So this and the news and all this, men's basketball playing well right now. Women's volleyball continues their winning ways. This might be one of the better weekends of the year. I'll tell you that. So the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Again, if you're fresh, you like what you're listening to, are you fired up? This is this podcast. Well, make sure you hit the subscribe button, like, hit the alarm bell every time we update your content daily. Yes, sir. We'll have it for you. Every time we update your content, y'all will know about it there as well. So definitely, if you're not fired up, listen to this podcast. I don't know what else to tell you at this point. But anyways, yes, sir. P.J. Haggerty, 37 on Mississippi State last night. And K-State easily moves past Mississippi State and looks forward at Nebraska tonight. K-State 98. Mississippi State 7. Oh, no. So excuse. My bad. K-State 98. Mississippi State 77. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. This is Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Thank you for listening to another winning postcast edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Go Cats.